The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
And welcome to Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media. It's sports time. It's football time. It's basketball, and baseball's right around the corner. February 11th, the pitchers report. But right now, we're talking about getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Are we? Are we still talking about that?
We're talking about getting ready for it. It's coming up, and we've got how many teams left? We've got eight of them left?
About that. But before we go too far, happy Friday to everybody out there listening to us.
Happy Friday.
And we'll put a bow like so eventually with respect to the college football season. But, yeah, we got some games that should be interesting and should be enticing this weekend. We got Houston matching up with, who is that, the Patriots they have to travel to?
Yeah.
You got New England. You got Baltimore matching up with the Denver Broncos. An intriguing game could also be considered the Atlanta-Seattle game. I think that's the most interesting one, to be quite honest.
You think so?
Yep, and we got San Francisco and Green Bay. So, as you said, we're down to that Elite Eight. And so it should be some very good football with some very good teams that feature some very good future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So all of our listeners out there should be very excited. And hit us up, Mr. Engineer, with that phone number so everybody can call in. Very good pro football weekend.
So who do you got in these games here? Let's just go over them since we're here, because there's a lot to talk about that's going on from the coaching positions and all that. But let's stay on this one for a minute.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at what we're looking at right now, at least on the screen, and that's Denver going against Baltimore. Everybody seems to think that Denver is going to win that game. I think that Denver's going to win that game. But Baltimore is now healthy. Five of their starters that did not play in the first game this year it has now returned with, obviously,
they've
the leader.
They've got everybody.
The leader.
Uh-huh.
Ray Lewis, who is now on his happy trail tour of the NFL with the last final games. We saw him. He had been gone for quite some time with a torn tricep.
Real quick, Dave, let me give the number out. 888-346-9144. If you want to give us a call again, that's 888-346-9144. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, yeah, as we were saying, that Ray Lewis is now back. He might not be 100% healthy, but he played extremely well last weekend.
Didn't he, though?
For someone who hadn't played for quite some time.
He's definitely 100% motivated.
Well, you know what? That goes without saying. Every time that man straps it on, he's 100% motivated. But again, he's on his, his swan song tour. And he's definitely blessed us all football lovers, with 17 years of heart, soul,
and pain.
That's
a long time in the league.
Especially at that position. It's not like we're dealing with a kicker here or a long snapper. That's 17 years in the eye of the hurricane, the eye of the storm. You know, and he got
hurricanes,
done.
Right? He's a hurricane. He's a hurricane.
Yeah, and once a hurricane, it appears to be all forever a hurricane.
Exactly.
So, my thought with that game is this, though. It still comes down to quarterback play.
Okay.
And of the two quarterbacks, who would you rather have? A Peyton Manning? Future Hall of Famer, or Joe Flacco, who has been referred to by some as just a guy.
Right.
And I think also with Denver's defense, too, because not all of this is going to rely on Peyton Manning. Obviously, Peyton Manning is going to be Peyton Manning. At least my belief is going to be that. But they're going to do some things on defense. You know, you got Von Miller, who has 18 sacks this year. They play very well on the back end of that defense. And outside of actually Von Miller, Elvis Dumervil, I really can't rattle off any more, high-profile players, but they get the job done.
Right.
And they're very good defense.
How is their defense?
Their defense is very good. The ranking real quick, you got to pull it up. But it's a good defense. It plays good team defense.
We'll have to guess at that.
Well, the numbers and the rankings, and like I said, numbers don't always speak to what the true value or the true if you will, is character of the defense.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, and I'm going to lean like with all the other pundits, that I think Denver wins this game. But I will say one caveat, or I wouldn't be shocked if Baltimore did win.
Right. I feel the same. Let's go to the next one. What's the next one? Green Bay, San Francisco.
Everybody saw basically San Francisco take apart Green Bay early in the year. Okay. But I think we all would agree that as the season has progressed, and even as to right now, Green Bay is playing very good football.
Uh-huh.
But they can't run the football. And I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, who top three quarterback, obviously, top three, top five, is going to be able to do enough by himself to carry that offense against that stingy defense that can also stabilize the game and eat time off the clock with the great Frank Gore behind them.
Exactly.
Now, I know Colin Kaepernick is going to essentially is a rookie. Okay, yeah, he's in his second year, but he's a rookie as it comes to playoffs in the NFL.
Right.
So this will be his first time on the big stage, if you will.
The big show.
With the one and done. Okay. Yeah. So he's been under the center long enough, but it's going to be interesting. But because Green Bay, in my opinion, has to travel and play in San Francisco, and because San Francisco plays so well on defense, and because San Francisco can run the football, I would give the edge not 49ers.
To 49ers. What do you think, Will?
I agree. You got Candlestick Park. That's a loud, loud place to play. And Green Bay, San Francisco's already beat them once in Lambeau, I believe.
Yeah.
So
they beat them in Green Bay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so they're not intimidated.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Right. And then the running game, like we said, go back to Green Bay's running game. What running game?
Yeah, they don't have a running game.
Yeah, silence. Crickets.
None at all?
Not enough. They don't have enough to actually stabilize, because it's not as though you have to get 4 or 5 yards, although we would love that. It could be 2-3 yards, okay? Uh-huh. But it has to be present. And in my mind, they don't have any presence of a running game. Okay.
Okay.
And they don't play.
Nothing to speak of.
It's nothing to write home about. And their defense, although playing well against Adrian Peterson, let's kind of balance that out. They still gave up essentially 100 yards, 99 yards. Okay.
Right. Well, they gave up. They gave up over 400 in two
before.
Games.
Before, right? So essentially, you had a guy who ran by himself for almost 500 yards against that.
That was Adrian Peterson, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but this is Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. He ain't too shabby as dang self now. Okay. So, and you have Crabtree developing. You got Woodson. He's aging. He's also coming off of an injury. Their defense is nothing to write home about.
No.
They have players that you can talk about. B.J. Raji. Yeah. But
do you think their defense? Go ahead.
B.J. Raji, he only just came out this last game.
Correct. Right.
He was nowhere. You didn't hear about him all season, and he finally had his breakout game last week.
And he's been injured, too. So, in all fairness to him, you know, he's been injured this year. I don't see them having enough as a team traveling to play in Candlestick, San Francisco to win it.
No, would you be shocked if they win it?
No.
No.
I'm not going to be shocked. The only team I would say that would shock me, because it's based upon the way I've seen them play for the past 4 or 5 weeks, would be Houston to go into New England, Foxborough, and upset Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Segue.
I don't see that happening, folks.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that game. How do you see that game?
I don't see a game. I see a total domination, just like we saw early in the year.
I see a mature football team who's been in the situation that New England's been in many, many years, going up against their baby brother who's going to come and get pummeled again.
Exactly.
You think so?
They're going to get smacked down.
Houston has nothing to do. I mean, upsides.
The body of work for the past 5 weeks, there's nothing that would suggest to you Houston is going to go in there and upset Foxborough, and upset the Patriots. Nothing. They haven't done anything. I mean, Arian Foster would be Arian Foster, but what is Bill Belichick the best at doing? Taking what you do best and taking it away from you.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So if their running game, which is the best thing that they do, Arian Foster, and the play-action pass because of the running game of Arian Foster, they're going to take that away.
Johnson had 2 catches for 47 yards the last time they met.
And we already know the back end of the Patriots, not great. They're not great. They have Devin McCourty, okay, and they have Arrington, and they have a few other no-names, essentially. So they're nothing to write home about either in the back end of the defense. But it's Bill Belichick, and he's got
– they're taking away.
He's got game, huh?
He got game, player.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Seattle and Atlanta.
I think that's probably going to be the most competitive of the four games. I just think that's strength upon strength. Everybody would agree. You have Richard Sherman and the name of the other – Crawford. Those are the corners. Big, long-armed, physical corners, although they play more man-catch technique as opposed to man-up jam.
Uh-huh.
But they match up man-to-man very well. So what we're going to see, how do two big physical cornerbacks match up against two very big physical fast wide receivers a la Julio Jones and Roddy White?
And I think White and Jones have the advantage against both of them. They'll beat them all day. I mean, it's going to come down to offense versus offense. I don't think it'll be anything about the defense. I think both defenses are going to have a bad day.
Okay.
You got two great wide receivers, and then you got Lynch running up the middle. I mean, there's just so many design run plays. And then Wilson can run, too. We saw that last week.
Yeah.
42 yards? 41-yard run?
Yeah.
So you can. They got a dual threat I think defenses are going to be quiet. Offenses are going to be loud.
It does. It's an interesting matchup. It's kind of it's hard to call because it's not going to be a shock this time that Seattle, who is traveling so far from obviously the Northwest in the corner all the way to the dirty South, my hometown, Atlanta, to play the Falcons. Shout out to the A-Town. Okay, the real L.A., lovely Atlanta. That is going to be, I think it's somewhat difficult to call because you obviously have good quarterback play with Matt Ryan. Who sees it, and is this the year, or are they paper tigers once again? Mm-hmm. Raising hell during the regular season, but are they built now to make the next step?
They're really that strong a team, do you think?
They are very good at home. Okay, I think Matt Ryan's lost maybe in his entire career. It might be 7 games in total, okay?
Oh, really?
But it's a different animal when they get to the playoffs. Right. You know, he is 0-3. In playoff games, okay? And we understand it's a process. It was a process with Peyton Manning. You know, rare is the circumstance where you have someone like Ben Roethlisberger. I think they made it in his second year to the championship. Uh-huh. And they played deep into the playoffs, losing to who? The Patriots. His rookie year, okay? So that game, like I said, and who have we not even talked about yet? The great Hall of Famer at tight end, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What's the answer going to be for Seattle dealing with him? So, I mean, it's a lot of interesting matchups within the game.
Do you think Tony Gonzalez still contributes? I mean, is he still part of the
program?
Look
at his numbers this year. Yeah. They are still Pro Bowl numbers. People are still saying he's played at such a high level, and he's all but said, this is it. Yeah. I'm done. They're saying, why are you saying this is it? Because he's played just that well this year. Mm-hmm. Very, very.
But when you walk across the field and say, hey, take it easy on my knees, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they respect you. I mean, does that open him up for more passes or, you know, how does it work?
Well,
Don't embarrass me. You know what I mean? Don't embarrass me.
I mean, hey, this is the playoffs right now. Ain't nobody listening to that. Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that.
That only mattered in week one.
Exactly. This is it. This is for all the marbles here. And I know he's playing, understanding that this is to be his last year. Hey, he has to play like it's no tomorrow. Everybody does.
Right.
So it's going to be more for him, I think, because of, I believe he's in his 17th year as well. I think he was in the same draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I believe him to have been in the same draft with Ray Lewis.
Really?
So, yeah.
What happens to Matt Ryan if he can't get out of the playoffs? That's 0-4.
Yeah, well, he still doesn't shake the reputation, but do you go and say that, like we're saying about Romo, that's it? I don't put them in the same categories with that, with respect to that. There's still some more building to be done. I just think his makeup, his being Matt Ryan, is different than Tony Romo. I'm not really yet to close the curtain, whereas we know already with Tony Romo. Loser. No, I'm not going to say it. He just can't get it done.
I think Tony Romo's a good – Tony Romo needs to be on a different team. He needs to be on a team that's not in the spotlight constantly. If he's on a, let's say, Jacksonville team, who talks about Jacksonville? Except
well,
unless
well, why? Why? If they're not talking about it, you mean just kind of fake?
Because
then
it's out of his ear. You know, in Dallas, it's constantly Jerry Jones, Tony Romo, Jerry Jones,
Tony
Romo.
No, I see what you're saying, yeah.
If he's off in a team that he can just be himself, he's a great quarterback. And then look at the conference he's in.
Do you really think he's great?
Statistically, he is.
Really?
Statistically, he is. Yes. I mean, his numbers match up and say, hey, potentially short. If you look at it as far of his body of work, he got Hall of Fame tight-like numbers.
Really?
He does.
So now I heard that they don't want him there anymore. The head coach doesn't want him there anymore. What do they do? Is his contract up?
Garrett said he'd be open to changes, and that's quoted from him. He doesn't want to make calls anymore. Play calls on the sideline. He just wants to be head coach. You know, he was calling the plays.
So offense coordinator, he wants to turn over that job.
He wants to give that over. Somebody else make the calls.
He wants somebody to fire is what he wants.
trying to get that heat off him, man.
Exactly. Okay, guys, let's take a break here. Roll the music there. We'll be back in 90. This is Planet Gridiron on Voice America Sports.
Myself, Lord and Master, shall bring disaster to evil.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting,
hey,
bigger,
big
faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media. On the phone, we've got Mr. Dwayne Bluestein. Dwayne, you there?
I am here. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. You got something going on here this weekend and tonight. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, we have an event down here in Tucson, Arizona. It's the Casino del Sol College All-Star Game. And, you know, I'm in the car. Sorry, guys. Casino del Sol College
All-Star Game. Tell them you're on the radio.
We have the Shelly Duncan Celebrity Poker event on Saturday night at Casino del Sol.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Shelly Duncan. What's the cause?
It's for Tucson Youth Baseball.
Okay.
What we have is 200 kids coming out. We have Major League Baseball Players Association teamed up with Little League. We have 200 kids that will be out there just giving them, you know, little pointers, education on, you know, just basic playing needs, you know, bringing families together. We bring their parents out. They bring their grandparents out. We just put everybody in one big group and let them know that we're here to support Little League Baseball, juniors and seniors.
Okay. Hey, Dwayne, Dave Lockhart, thanks for joining us here. Speaking a little bit more about what you're saying with the Shelly Duncan event, where is that actually going to occur? Is that actually in Tucson, and specifically, where is the location?
The location is at Casino del Sol off of Valencia.
Okay.
It will be held in the Poker Galleria. Plus, we also have private blackjack tables and a private dinner area for all the players and guests.
Okay, so this sounds like a more of a fundraising event as well?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. 100% of the proceeds go to Tucson Youth Baseball.
Oh, okay.
Our goal for all these kids to come out, we'll provide them with cleats, pants, tops, you know, education. We'll do scholarships, everything across the board.
Okay, and talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about your roster in terms of maybe the instructors or some of the people that will be handing down some of the instruction.
You have Ian Kennedy, that plays with the Diamondbacks. You also have Luis Gonzalez that'll be there. You have Shelly Duncan. You have Brian Anderson are some of the key names that will be the instructors out there.
Man, that sounds great. It sounds like a wonderful opportunity for the kids. But you also indicated that there may be a bowl game going on.
It's the casino. It was the old blue-gray college all-star game.
Yeah,
really?
We moved it from
Birmingham, Alabama. Mobile or Birmingham?
Yeah, from Mobile. And we took it to ASU in 2010.
Yes,
I remember that.
You know, it was 77,000 people. To try to fill that up was kind of hard to do. So
yeah,
we took it down to Tucson and put it at Keno Park. So last year was the inaugural game, and we had 8,400 people show up last year. And this year it's still at Keno Park, and we're expecting the same turnout.
I used to love that blue-gray game. I used to watch it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if I recollect, was it held mostly or during the time of the Christmas holidays, though?
Absolutely.
I remember that game.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. Love that game.
We got Houston Nutt coaching it again this year.
Okay.
He demanded to come back.
You know,
great guy. Absolutely great guy. So we have my buddy Andre Reed is the receivers coach.
He's
helped us out for, you know, the last couple years. And, you know, he's supported all the events that I kind of put together. Same thing with Mark McMillan and, you know, and Damian's coming down this year. So I got my family kind of taking care of me for all my events.
Hey, man, that sounds like a real wonderful event. We're wishing you much success. But speaking more about it, how do you put your rosters together for the participants in the game?
You know what? It's one of the hardest things to do, especially for an all-star game, because you can't really reach out to the kids, you know, during the season. So, you know, once all the bowl games are over, I mean, it's a mad rush to get on the phone and try to find that BC player.
Yes.
That, you know, we have seven guys that are in the league right now that, you know, made a roster, and three of them are in the playoffs. So
gotcha.
We have a great guy named Jodan Rogers that really goes out and picks out those quality guys that you don't even know about. So, you know, that sixth round draft pick that Mike Shanahan finds, that we work with.
Okay, so essentially you seem to gear you toward finding the diamonds in the rough. I mean, it puts a quality product out there, and it gives them an opportunity to kind of demonstrate their skill for people who are going to be interested.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's not going to be the cream of the crop because, you know, we're not the NFL. But if we can get at least 10 of our kids an opportunity to make it to the NFL and get a tryout and showcase their talents, I mean, that's our goal. I mean, again, we're giving back to the community and saying, hey, look, we're just trying to help out. We're not trying to make money off of these kids. We're just trying to give them a chance.
You know what? And I remember the Blue Gray game as being just that. It was used as a platform, if you will, or at least a stage for someone to demonstrate. And I remember, hey, Jerry Rice participated in Blue Gray game.
That second chance.
Yeah, you're getting that chance, that opportunity to get the exposures that maybe they don't get because maybe they play at a smaller school or they're a diamond in the rough, just like you're saying.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
So, again, it sounds like a wonderful product. Is there any addresses or any contact information you want to put over the line so we can share with our listeners?
No, just if you get a chance to come on down to Tucson this weekend, I mean, we're going to be there all weekend long. If you're looking for tickets, you better hit the road right now. and kind of catch me in the lobby. I mean, I'm in Phoenix driving down right now, but like I said, the game starts at 7 o'clock. If you miss it, it will be on ESPN3, also radio, internet. And for the Shelly Duncan event, please come down and see me. We have tons and tons of our celebrities are going to just be hanging out. They're not going to be in a room locked up.
Okay.
They're going to be kind of floating around. In my back seat right now, I got CC Peniston. We're going to try to get her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell him we said hello.
Exactly. Yeah. Phoenix finest, eh?
Yeah.
Come on down and see us, and I would love to see you guys.
Hey,
really,
Dwayne, we want to hear CeCe sing a little bit. Put her on the phone.
You want to hear her sing a little bit?
Yeah, have her sing a little bit for us.
Finally, yes, have fun to me. How you doing?
I'm doing
good.
Fine.
How are you, Miss Peniston?
I'm doing real good.
Well, good. Glad to hear.
How this morning?
from where exactly?
You said what now?
I said from where exactly?
Where am I from or where am I at?
No, I know you are from here. Did you say you flew in?
No, I live here. I live in Arizona.
Okay.
But, you know, Tucson is not that far away from me. I was born originally in Dayton, Ohio. And, you know, girls from Dayton, Ohio can throw down and cook in the kitchen, right?
Oh, okay. Well, do the darn thing then. Change it from a cooking show into
sport. I just want to say I'm really happy to be a part of everything that's going on this weekend. I feel really blessed. And, you know, anything for the children I really love, you know, anything that has to do with children and any type of education, helping them with, you know, whatever their dreams are, sports, education, I'm all down for it. So I'm really happy to be involved and a part of everything. So
music,
I'm
going
to give you back to Dwayne, okay?
Music.
Okay. Come on. Hold on 1 minute.
Well, thank you so much, guys. And Damien, I'll see you soon, right?
Well, Damien's not here to show. He just kicked it over to us. And we got to bring it in.
Yeah, he had to run out real quick.
Well, I really appreciate it, guys. I'm going to hit this road, and I will speak with you soon.
Okay,
you take care. And much success and many blessings.
All right, thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Dwayne Bluestein, that's correct, with Casino del Sol.
Depends on where you're from.
Steen or Stein.
Steen, you know, depends on if you speak Yiddish or not.
He seems to be doing the darn thing, but more importantly, he's addressing things with the youth that is in the community. It sounds like a heck of an event.
And that's what he does. He puts these events on with these players, and he does a heck of a job.
And, well, good. And as long as, you know, that you have people out there that still are reaching out and are trying to help our youth, and sounds like a quality program and a quality product.
Right,
and we're wishing them, obviously, from Planet Gridiron Voice of America, we're wishing them
the
much success and all the best.
Exactly. I tell you what, guys, let's take it to a break, Mr. Engineer. We'll come back in 90 here on Planet Gridiron Radio, Voice America Sports. And there we go. All right, we'll see you in 90 here on Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. Be right back.
Cats know we always play to win. Players, get your pay up.
For my respect, I just might have to shut you down. And your punk ass from Limba have to cut you down. See, I'm tired of you faggots kicking dirt on my name.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done, and Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Sports on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media. You know, there are a lot of guys out there doing things with youth sports and for the youth, and those are, that are disadvantaged. But Mr. Bluestein is probably one of the best and puts on these events. I remember him putting on an event with Torrey Hunter and for Torrey's foundation back in Arkansas that helps the disadvantaged youth back there. But, you know, Duane, you keep up the good work, and we'll attend an event here sometime soon. We'll be there. Maybe we'll do a live remote. What do you think, Mr. Engineer? We could do that, huh? All right. So you got it, Duane. We're going to be at your next event. You just let us know when and where. Well, now, Will, we've come to about the halfway mark in this show here, and we've talked about the playoffs and everything, and I know it's primarily a football show, but there's some things happening in basketball that that kind of unusual. We didn't see these things at the beginning of the season. I think some people that are all the moves and changes, let's take the Lakers, for instance, or even the Suns, you know, things aren't quite panning out. There's a lot of movement in the NBA, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we got a lot of problems going on in L.A. with chemistry. Dwight Howard and Kobe speculating. I know nothing about it, but they seem to have some issues. You know, there's been remarks as if they were broken up in an altercation in L.A. after practice one day. Kobe sent out a tweet after the Alabama-Notre Dame game. I don't know if you saw quarterback Alabama. A.J. McCarron, him and the center got in a little push-shove match. They were already up 42-14.
Who? The quarterback and the center?
Yeah, A.J. McCarron and Jones. They're actually real good friends. They're actually road roommates as well.
Really?
And there was just a timing issue for the snap count, and A.J. McCarron got on them. And they were, like I said, they were already ahead. But Kobe sent out a tweet and said, you know Alabama's going to win because they have leadership. And A.J. McCarron showed leadership when he's, you know, they're not afraid to confront each other and you know, show them their wrongs.
Right.
So anyways, coming back, and then Steve Nash, they had to play 20 games without him. He was out on injury. Dwight Howard's hurt. Pau Gasol's not being that guy, that same guy that, you know, he was 2-3 years ago. He's kind of got to sit back, you know, be the catch and release guy.
Are the Lakers too old?
Yeah.
Too old, too many stars, too many washed up has-beens,
reach-reads? Well, that's what it is. It's not that they're too old. It's just that they you know, the players that they decided to accumulate are, you know, they're trying to transfer from a Kobe Bryant team to, you know, what they would like to be a newly Dwight Howard team.
Uh-huh.
But they pulled
but
in
Kobe
Steve.
Ain't having it.
It's not even that Kobe's not having it. It's that you got the rest of the players aren't stepping up to the plate. Meta, he's playing okay right now. But Steve Nash, there's just no chemistry. If you saw the game last night, I mean, he's a pick and roll guy. You know, he'll set up bigs all day, and him and Dwight Howard, you know, touch the ball out of bounds every time he tries to set up a pick and roll.
Mm-hmm. So they're just not clicking. They're just not as the pass is thrown, the other guy, the timing's off pretty much as well.
It's not even just timing. I think it's just the fact that they all think that they deserve the ball and they deserve the shot.
Well, they're all stars. But anyway, as we always say here on Planet Gridiron, we're a football show.
We are.
We're a football show. We talk a little bit of hockey. We like all the sports. Hockey, basketball, baseball, soccer.
Speak for yourself. I don't like hockey.
Huh?
I don't like hockey. I don't like hockey. So.
But I tell you what, let's talk a little college football, because I know we can talk college football all day long.
Correct.
With Mr. Dave Lockhart.
And it's time to put a bow on the season. Another heck of a season. Also, once again, a demonstration from the Dirty South. The SEC still reigns supreme.
Uh-huh. Doing quite well. I remember the first day you sat in here, man, you said, I am an SEC fan.
That's right, regardless.
Seven straight, right?
The seven
came
straight.
Home seven straight?
Seven straight. Seven yep. straight. And even their bowl performances are quite well. And going to LSU, though, their coach lost that game. I saw that game. LSU definitely was a better team and should have won that game.
Let me ask a question here because, you know, as we know, the guy from Oregon, the coach from Oregon,
Chip Kelly.
Okay, was courted to go to the pros. We've got the guy at Notre Dame being courted to go to the pros.
Yes.
And we got another guy out of the college.
O'Brien.
Okay, SEC. What about these coaches? I know they want Saban, but he's not going anywhere.
Saban's
not going. What about the other coaches? LSU, whatever.
Well, LSU, I mean, those guys are pretty much entrenched. When you look at the college coaches in the SEC, I mean, that's one step away from coaching in the pros.
They got a sweet gig.
They do, man. Their assistants are paid more. Their head coaches are paid more than anyone else in the country.
And they
Why
don't
would
have
you
to
ever
deal
leave?
With prima donna millionaire kids.
Well, they do have to deal with prima donnas, but they have much, much more control over these prima donna type kids.
Yeah.
Additionally, why would you ever have to deal with the issue of, hey, like I was listening to Steve Spurrier, and they did an interview, and they asked him the difference between college and pro. He said, well, in college, he said, if you're Alabama, you get 5 first-round draft picks every year. He said, so why would you leave that? You know, you get that in a class, and then you go to the pros, you only get one of those, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then you have to deal with the turnover of the roster, and you got to deal
with
that they make more than you, and you think the job security. He said, why would you ever do that? He said, you know, Nick Saban at this point, he has his pickings. He can get whoever he wants to come
right.
in to uh-huh. play at Alabama.
Yep.
And I would agree with him. There's a saying, and I agree totally with this, and we all, I think, have to appreciate this, which is when you're happy, why are you trying to be happier?
Exactly.
So if you're at Alabama and you're winning back-to-back and you won 3 national championships out of the past 4 years, you make $5.3 million base salary in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Well, why we need
more.
To go
what else you need?
Where nobody wants to go play. Yeah. I mean, no team wants to go to Tuscaloosa.
Right, but you got your pick of all the kids you want to go to your program.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why are we trying to be happier folks?
Exactly.
It don't get no better. Excuse me, English teacher. It don't get no better. I mean, you know, it doesn't. And you.
What about some of the other coaches in the SEC? I mean,
right. Why you think? And I know I beat up his name, Brett Bielema, who left Wisconsin. You know, yeah, he's making $700,000 more, which in the realm of the money that they make is not significant. But you know what it does too? His assistants now. Go and look at how much Big Ten assistants make compared to what assistants in the SEC make. Okay. Kirby Smart is in no hurry, defensive coordinator for Alabama, to go anywhere. Why? He makes 7 figures too, and he's a defensive coordinator.
Really?
Yes. Coordinators in the SEC make oodles of money if you're good at what you do. Why? Because they care about football too much, matter of fact, in the SEC.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They care uh-huh. way too much about football. And not only that, you're in the hub of all the talent that you want and need. I mean, the majority of the people in the United States, where do they live? We talked about it. They live in the South.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, get a little real here. Get a little ethnic here. The majority of poverty is confined in the South. Oh. What's synonymous with poverty? Minority.
Yeah.
Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Black folks, they tend to be good athletes. Let's go. You have your pick right there. I remember years ago, before I might have been in my first year of college or in my senior year of high school, and this one, Florida State. I'm a huge Florida State fan. Everybody knows that. The listeners out there know that. Bobby Bowden was doing an interview preseason as Florida State, because Florida State had, I believe it was 14 years top five finishes. And he went to the Florida State map, and he said, hey, he said, Dade County, he said, you win a national championship right there.
Really?
Yeah, that's all you got to do, go to Dade County. So you don't even have to move out of Florida, basically. And the best athletes appear. And where do everybody recruit? Where does everybody try to get their speed out of and their talent? They get it out of the South. You know, you have some states, Texas, you can kind of stay at home, no question. California is a big state as well. You can get a lot of talent there as well. But everybody recruits Florida speed, Florida athleticism. That's where you go.
Now, what do you say to a player that's out here at Mesa Community College from Florida?
What do you say to him?
How does he get out here? I mean,
he doesn't. How many Floridians do you say?
Wrong term. Huh? Wrong term.
No. There's some Florida guys over there at Mesa right now.
There are.
Yeah.
I've met a few.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
They ain't the top Floridian. The top Floridians don't leave there.
They said, I got to get to Arizona.
Exactly. That's your two-star, one-star, maybe three-star. That ain't the top four or five-star kid. Mm-hmm. He doesn't leave Florida. They don't tend to leave the SEC. They stay at home so Big Mama can go see him.
Mama, who look like
their sister, can come see him
right.
and play ball. That's just the way that works.
So now talking about how the SEC coaches aren't asked to go to the NFL, or they don't want to go to the NFL. What's happening in the NFL with the coaches today, with the vacancies and then the coaches that are available? Who do you see plugging some of these holes like we just saw?
If you want to stay in college, you got Monte Kiffin just left USC to go to Dallas, where the recently fired Rob Ryan.
He left USC.
Yeah, I mean, he was asked to leave, basically.
You think so?
You saw that defense.
His son said, you know, hey, Dad.
Bounce.
Okay. We're talking about Thanksgiving. The dad. We're talking about the dad.
You're talking about Monty Kiffin, not Lane.
Okay.
So now, his game, he created the Tampa 2 that you see this running.
I mean, one
Tampa
of the best Bay. Defenses in the...
He's innovative, no question that he is. I don't believe and know if his system works that well, though. And it obviously doesn't, in my opinion. You saw it employed at USC.
Well, I think if you look back over the years, it may have blemished. But he spent, I think, 13 years in Tampa,
and a significant amount of time.
He brought the Tampa defense to the top 10 ranked defense the entire time he was there.
Correct.
And that's hard to do. You're talking. He was there when Baltimore was hot.
Patriots
was hot. When Bill Parcells was still coaching, and his defenses, his offenses. I mean, he went through a lot. He had a top defense, and he went 3 years top defense, three in a row. They were number one defense in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Was he there in the 01 season when they won the?
Oh, Monty Kiffin, yeah, he was the defense coordinator when they won the Super Bowl. Yes,
and he had three picks in the final 7 minutes of that Raider abomination.
Yeah. Oh, you talking about the Super Bowl? Yeah. Yeah. Well, no question he's enjoyed successes. No question that he is innovative on defense. And it's also no question he's not successful at the college level.
How does he fare in Dallas?
He's got the. You need the pieces. See, it takes time to build.
That was my question.
You have to have the pieces to do that. You need the perfect pieces were what you saw when they were at their top and when they were dominant in Tampa Bay. You had that round, big tackle, nose guard, three technique in Warren Sapp. Tony's my boy, shout out. But he's a special teams player and he got much love. I think he retired too a year or two before they even went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, but you need that, and you need a safety basically that converts to a linebacker like a Derrick Brooks. Because you have to be able to get that deep center third. You have to be able to drop. And so that requires speed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to be able to have the corners that you had in like Rondae Barber and those kind of guys. So you have to have the right pieces.
Well, they got talent. They got talent in Carr. They got Brooking. Ware's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, no. Ware's the man.
Yeah.
And who got hurt this year? Sean Lee, was it?
Yeah, Sean Lee.
Sean Lee is a linebacker that can play in that system because mm-hmm. he has the athleticism and ability to drop like you need him to be.
So he matches this. He matches the pieces. So
he'll be okay, I think, in the NFL.
What was the deal with Ryan? Why wasn't he successful with it?
I don't know what it was. I mean, they were ranked 31st when he took over, though. It's only 32 teams.
Yeah.
And he did allow them to – they did get better. Nobody can question that they did not get better. They did.
Maybe personality.
He has a lot of brashness and bravado. For getting better, you're going to want a little bit more better, if you know what I mean, than what they were doing. By the end of the year, Dallas, you could not stop the run. That's got to fall on someone's shoulders. And he's the general. He's the architect of the defense. And frankly, in my opinion, he didn't get it done. They ended up, what, 9-7, 8-8 again?
This year?
Yeah.
8-8?
8-9-7, something like that.
So Dallas, where does he go?
They failed.
That's a fail. It's no question. I mean, his cockiness is going, it's true what he said. I'll be hired in like 5 minutes. That's what he said.
Yeah.
That's a Ryan for you.
Honestly, both Ryans had every right to lose their job this season.
Yeah.
Rex, they're too much about the spotlight and not enough about the game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so? Well, who ends up where now? What teams are still open? We got San Diego.
San Diego's looking at Lovie today. Wiz and Hunt tomorrow. Jacksonville, they still need somebody.
Well, they just fired Malarkey yesterday.
The Arizona still needs every coaching position filled minus defense.
Yeah.
And tight ends.
And a tight end coach. Yeah, right. Kitchley, right?
Yeah, yeah. They kept coach there. It's a lot of roster still out there, and it just depends. I mean, the NFL is evolving. It is adopting college concepts. You are seeing basically the zone read. A lot of that type of running that you see from Oregon
right.
is being borrowed actually by Belichick and the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
A lot of elements of the game plan and what you see in Oregon is being used right now in the NFL. So there's
a theory that goes into this offense defense.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. Absolutely. And I can see the interest being piqued in some of these college coaches that run this widespread type of offenses that are exciting, and they definitely score points. I still believe that you need a pocket passer, though. We're seeing that. RG3 is fun to watch. But for my money, I would have drafted Andrew Luck, too. I would have, because I still like the classic drop-back passer. I appreciate the fact that he can be athletic, because Russell Wilson, although can run, does not rely on the fact that he can run.
Right.
You know, he's much more.
You see the difference, yeah.
Yeah, he's a student of the game.
The only reason he had to learn to run is because he's only like 5'10". He can't see over his linemen, so.
Yeah, but I mean, he still gets it done. He made an interesting point, which is true. He said, hell, if I was 6'1", I still would have a problem. So, they put too much into how tall he is rather than looking at the total package, because it's clear, based upon his play, he's played like a first rounder.
But now, mm-hmm. did you like Russell Wilson?
I always have liked Russell Wilson.
Really?
I was surprised he went the 75th overall pick. I mean, yeah.
Oh, really? You thought higher of him?
He's a first-round talent.
Yeah.
And everybody who saw him, even they said it at the combine, everyone who saw him and watched him throw the football, watched him like in a classroom, said, but for the fact he's 5'10", he'd be going in the first round. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he's rewarded Seattle because he's played that way. Mm-hmm. And he's played that way since the day he stepped on even at NC State. He came in as a true freshman and started at quarterback.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And
has to say a lot about
it.
Player,
does.
You
he's
know?
A very bright individual. Uh-huh. He comes from good, if you will, stock.
Yeah.
You know, his father is now deceased, but his father is a Dartmouth grad and a University of Virginia Law School grad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, that says a lot about a kid that plays all 4 years. And most of these quarterbacks are getting, 2 years at the most?
2.5 if you get redshirted. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, redshirted.
Yeah, you know, and then into the pros. They're still learning. I mean, you're always learning, but they're still learning. What was Luck? Was Luck 2 years? Or
groomed all the way.
All four years.
Actually,
he refused.
He's 5 years, actually. No, he's four, excuse me.
And he refused to practice with the Colts until he finished his final classes at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Even after he was drafted, he didn't even go to practice until he finished his classes, got his degree, and walked away.
Yeah. Correct. Now, he's in a different financial situation than a lot of other people, but he was bred to be successful as a quarterback, and he definitely has the talent.
Right.
Because you can be groomed all you want, but you have to have the talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that young man I'm now starting to see him as what everybody's saying about him, because initially I didn't, which is he's one of these kind of generational type of players that don't come around all that often. A lot of people have said that, he's since Elway.
He's had good training, you know, like the Peyton boys. The
it's a reason
boys,
why he's successful, you know? No question.
And like you said, you know, it's a financial thing, you know, for the ordinary person, it's a cash grab.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he didn't have to go through the cash grab, you know. It's,
correct.
It's
and he's fortunate. Nobody's going to, you know, necessarily, you know, say, well, because of this or he makes this decision. He's
right.
Just blessed. You know, he doesn't choose his DNA. He didn't choose his family.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But he's taking advantage of opportunities
yeah,
that have been afforded to
right.
him. Right.
I mean, we do the same for our kids.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We all are trying to do that.
Uh-huh.
We know Barry Sanders did it for his kids at Stanford.
Yep.
His kid didn't decide to go to Oklahoma State.
Did his kid play this last
he
season?
He redshirted this year.
Yep. He redshirted.
His son is good.
Is he really?
He's good.
You'll be hearing about it.
Yeah, you
really.
Barry Sanders Jr.
Really?
Yeah, he's good. Okay. And like I said, as I, you know, I push my kid, and we talk about it all the time. You hear me say, Miles, if Stanford knocks on the door
okay.
and they offer, recruiting stops.
yeah.
Hey, nobody else.
Let's take a break here. We kind of run over a bit. Roll that music. We'll be back at 90 here on Planet Gridiron Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, that's presented to you by Outdoor Channel.
Hey, our guests will be outdoor writer and legend Wade Bourne and Thunder Swan expert Mike Marsh.
Hey, plus we'll hear from Georgia Pellegrini, the chef, and Jim Crawley from Hook and Hunt TV.
When we talk about late season waterfowl hunting.
And it's brought to you by Outdoor Channel plus Ram Trucks.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
And welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, a leader in internet media.
And we are back. When we're here for that last segment, we'd like to thank all of our callers and our listeners out there as we are taking us into the weekend on a
right.
happy Friday.
Hey,
and
you know,
football
as we were
Friday.
Talking about, like Andrew Luck, you know, his dad was in the league and he kind of, I won't say
Luck.
Take advantage, but he was groomed to be there. Some of these other players, some of the other kids that their dad was in the league, like Barry Sanders Jr.,
okay.
you know, that he's gone to a good college and you say he's all that. He is. He lives up to the name. What are some of the other players that their boys are coming along that are in college or high school that you know about?
Well, you know, Deion Sanders Jr. actually played in the Under Armour All-American game last year. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You ain't heard about him, though, right?
No.
Me neither. Since
okay.
he played in that game. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, it doesn't – you saw – also. I watched as we were talking off the air, the U.S. All-American game, David Robinson's son. Played in that game, the basketball player. His
oh, really?
Son is going to Notre Dame.
Uh-huh.
He's a wide receiver. And, you know, he's kind of a project, such as Ken Griffey's son is playing at U of A right now. Ken Griffey Jr.'s son plays football.
Oh, really?
He's a redshirt freshman this year.
Uh-huh.
He redshirted. So, you know, you have a number of kids that are coming out. You have Jeffcoat. His son, Jackson Jeffcoat, plays. He's a starting defensive lineman for the Texas Longhorns.
Mm-hmm.
Howie Long's son in Oregon, he's... isn't
Tackle.
He,
He's a tackle. Yep. Yes, absolutely. Offensive tackle.
And is he that? Is he?
He's good enough athletically. Mm-hmm. He has the what you look for, the numbers and the dimensions, if you will. He's a 6'6", 6'7", long-armed tackle.
Yeah.
Those are hard to find.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not like low-hanging fruit. That's really hard to find. So
does he play like he's had that extra help that so many of these parents give their kids?
Maybe not him per se, but his son, Chris Long, did. Like, for instance, Chris Long was a Hall America, too. He was a high school All America with He played in the United States Army All American game. So, you know, you do have kids, though, that can take advantage of it, but,
here you got these extra camps and these private lessons, and hey, this guy's coming over to work, do your footwork each week, you know, things like that. You know?
Well, right. I mean, that's
the. I mean, because I'm going to do the same thing with Evie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like you did with Miles. I'm going to get the guy to work on his feet. You know?
Yeah. Well, we do that right now. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to lie. I've invested in my children. And I'm like, if you want to play, and that not only athletically, you and I talk about it all the time. I want a well-rounded child.
Right.
So all three of them get exposures to, you know, athletic.
How is the fam?
The fam's great. The family is great.
You guys getting ready for track?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
Miles going to run?
He is running. He's already practicing. He's jiu-jitsu again. He has a tournament in February.
Have they started running out the cheetahs?
We're not running with cheetahs this year, unfortunately.
Oh, we had lions?
We're not. No. I will talk about it off air. We don't want to be too loud, right?
He done started his old club.
But a change has come.
Well, you know, we do what we got to do.
We do what we think we're in the best interest of our children, right?
You know,
and we always tend to take some time out to talk about that. But in hopes of building a well-rounded individual, just trying to give them opportunities maybe that we didn't have.
Right, right. Exposure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And Will, you'll hear what we do and you've probably seen a little bit of what we do, being my neighbor. But Dave and I try to do with our children is expose them to maybe not as much as we can, but what we do as deep as we can, you know, you want to play soccer, well, your feet got to be right, you know, you want to play baseball, well, then we got to work on your hands, you know, just things like that. And we find those folks that are we're fortunate to live in the valley here.
Sure.
Because everyone's here.
Everybody vacations in Arizona.
Yeah.
You want to find someone to teach you how to swing a bat or a golf club, they're right there in front of you, and they'd be happy to do it. And we're fortunate to be around these folks, you know, not that we're taking advantage of them, but what we're doing is
taking advantage of the opportunity.
Exactly. and trying to lead our kids down that path. You know what I mean? Yep. Because it's all about school too.
Oh, absolutely. It is. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, the academics are always going to proceed in a pecking order. It's always going to be number one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately or fortunately, we do live in a society where we play a great deal of value on athletic ability and talent as in the form of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And we're willing to pay substantial dollars for that.
Hey, you know, over the weekend, last week, down in Florida, Anquan Boldin and a couple other guys had a high school football game down there, All-Star, Atlanta and South Florida or something like this. But in order to be in this game,
GPA had to be,
I want to say it was a 2.5. To me and you, that's...
They ain't asking too much.
Exactly.
That ain't asking too much.
But I can imagine the boys that got to play in that and had that 2.5, that meant a lot. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because, 2.5 might be a struggle for someone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've always thought that if you got a pulse, you got a 2.5. Okay?
Yeah,
And I have high expectations for my children. You know, I'm not saying they're geniuses, but I know if you put forth the effort and you're willing to work hard... you should roll out of bed and get a 2.5.
Okay, you know, my boy's sitting there with a 3.2 and he's getting a cold shoulder from me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
3.2, come on, man. Come on, 3.2. We said effort to school. He gets better than that. but he's working hard, you know. And then, too, those classes are advanced. No excuse. You got in them because you can handle them. No excuse. And it wasn't that the material was too difficult. It's he miscalculated.
Well, right. I do have high expectations for my children.
And
the expectation is just realize your full potential.
Yeah.
Don't cut yourself short. You know, because I start to sound like my own dad now. Because I guess I am one.
That's what, you know, that's what we do. You know, who trained you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, in calling around and looking at schools and looking at departments for Ira, who's a musician, vocalist, I called a school. I won't give the name out. And I spoke with the director of vocal jazz. And this person, I was telling him, she said, what does he do? What's he doing down there? And how's he singing? I said, well, he sings over here and he's with this person. Oh, I've known that person 25 years. And do you know this person? Yeah, I know this person for years. She said, don't send him to school. He's already doing what these guys go to school and they want to do. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, he's got the best teachers. So, I mean, it depends on which way you come from. It made a lot of sense to me.
Yes.
Where now it's, okay, we don't have to major in music.
Right.
Let's go, because we know what a music
major is. Education doesn't necessarily need to be formal.
Exactly. So or, now he can stay with the administration and business or whatever it is, law or whatever. Oh, man, my daughter's getting ready to go to college down in Mexico. And I was looking online there, and it's a 4 years she's got to go to get whatever degree.
Okay.
One more year in Mexico, and the semesters are $500 a semester, believe it or not. Okay.
Really?
I'm like, Elba.
You in there. You
go
in
to
there.
Law
yeah,
school.
Go, to, yeah,
go
yeah.
take that extra year. And
yeah.
It's so cheap. You got to do it. Do it twice.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. I wish we were paying $500 a semester up here.
Oh, my goodness. It's a nightmare. Nightmare. But, the junior colleges are, I think, are the way to go. If you financially strapped, go to the junior college, and then hopefully you can go to the university if you're not university scholarship.
Well, Roland, do you want to tie it up, put a bow on this one?
Let's put a bow on it. I think we talked all we're going to talk today. Planet Gridiron Radio here on Voice America Sports, the leader in internet media.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Dwayne Bluestein.
Bluestein. You say Stein, I say Steen.
Depends
tomato,
on where you're
tomato.
From. Yeah, exactly.
And
Will for gracing us as well with his presence.
I appreciate it.
Definitely so.
Yeah, Will's loving this, man. Will, hey, you ready to go? You ready to go? But that's cool, man. You know, you start somewhere, you find out what you want to do, and you just got, like we say, just to get exposed and experience things. Also, you know, we haven't done this in a long time, if we've ever done that. Thank Mr. Damian Anderson for
Absolutely.
The Damian Anderson Planet Gridiron Show. Brother, you've been great to us. You've been great
Absolutely.
To us.
Absolutely.
And we
Giving
really appreciate the opportunity. We enjoy this.
We're going on that, my fourth year now, basically as a guest spot, and then initially evolved into this.
Hey, you can't keep time when you're having fun.
Absolutely.
You know?
So, to all you ladies and gentlemen out there, have a wonderful weekend. We're kissing off and saying bye-bye for at least four of the week. Planet Gridiron. Peace.
Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference, cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Jake, shake me down, haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap, all they heard was a sound. Yo, I scoped it out, I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass, she just poked it out.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.